The Satguru has come, the beautiful, jovial Kirpal. He is the knower of my heart. My own husband has come. Sanchi's Bhajan Aya Satguru Aya Ni, page 133. In my heart I have yearning for him. I speak like the rainbird. I was tired from looking for him. Oh friends, I searched for him day and night. He has come, my jovial husband. Oh, friends, his glimpse is more unique than the sun. He has cooled down the burning world by making them do the repetition of Nam. He came, told the secret, and became the means for the suffering ones. He is the child of Mother Gulab Devi. He is the owner of the Sangat. Congratulate, Father Hukam Singh. The unique light has come. He, the store of vigorous devotion, has come into the world. Oh, friends, he is the son of Emperor Sawan. His name is Kirpal. He became gracious on the foreigner Ajab. He, the beautiful and confident one, has come in the home. The Satguru has come, the beautiful, jovial Kirpal. He is the knower of my heart. My own husband has come. Aya Satguru Aya Ni, page 133.
Aya Satguru Aya Ni Sona Kirpala Rangila Mere O Dilda Jani Mahi Mera Gya Aya Satguru Aya Ni Sona Kirpala Rangila Mere o dilda jani mahi mera gya. Dil mere vich tange os divanga papi he bola. Ra taka taka ke taka ge adio dinarati me tola. Dil mere vich tange os divanga papi he bola. Ra taka taka ke taka ge adio dinarati me tola. Aya fera payani mera ekanta rangila. Mere o dilda jani mahi mera gya. Aya satguru ayani. Sona kirpala rangila mere o dilda jani mahi mera agya odi jalaka nirali adio surajito biniari sat naam da jap karake tapadi duniya tari Odi jalaka nirali adio surajito biniari sat naam da jap karake tapadi duniya tari aya beda pataya ni dukiyada bane vasila mere o dilda jani mahi mera agya Aya Satguru Aya Ni Sona Kirpala Rangila Mere O Dilda Jani Mahi Mera Gya Gulab Devi Mata Da Jaya He Sangat Davali Pita Hukama Singh Nu Diyo Vadaya Ai Jota Nirali Gulab Devi Matada Jaya He Sangat Davali Pita Hukama Singh Nu Diyo Vadaya Ai Jota Nirali Aya Jagavicha Aya Ni Bhagati Bandar Joshila Mere O Dilda Jani Mahi Mera Gya Aya Satguru Aya Ni Sona Kirpala Rangila Mere O Dilada Jani Mahi Mera Agya Sawan Shada Beta Niyadiyo Namo Da Kirpala Me paradesan jinda ajebate hoya anudiala. Sawanashada beta niadio namoda kirpala. Me paradesan jinda ajebate hoya anudiala. Aya garavicha aya ni. Sona o he ankila, mere o dilada jani mahi mera agya. Aya satguru aya ni, sona kirpala rangila, mere o dilada jani mahi mera agya.
O friends, he is the son of Emperor Sawan. His name is Kripal. He became gracious on the foreigner Ajaib. He, the beautiful and confident one, has come in the home. The Satguru has come, the beautiful, jovial Kripal. He is the knower of my heart. My own husband has come. A quick announcement. We are planning a Seva morning at Piario home to weed the flower gardens and help keep the fields open. We can help by cutting brush and picking up fallen branches. The date is Saturday, June 19th, from 8:30 or 9 o'clock, round about then, until noon. So please mark your calendars. There will be work for everyone. And I might note that depending on where you live around here near the ashram, we had a ferocious thunderstorm during this past week with huge winds that blew branches down all around, a lot here at the ashram and apparently a great deal at Piaria home as well. So please come if you can. And our first reading is a talk Sanchi gave in March of 1987 at 16 PS. This is in response to a question from a disciple. So the disciple says, it was published in the June 1987 Santbani magazine under the title, The Land of Karma. So the disciple says, yesterday, Sanchi said that when we were initiated, all the accounts of our stored karmas, our Sanchit karma, are torn up by the master, and the disciple doesn't have to worry about them. They're wiped out. I was curious. I thought there was some karma we had to eliminate by meditating later as we progress in the higher planes. I would like to know if those aren't the stored karmas, are there other karmas? I was also curious to know what the master has to do to wipe out that account. I know that there is a story of King Janak liberating all the souls in hell through one moment of Simran, and I was wondering if it was like that or if he has a greater price to pay. And Sanchi replies, I am very glad that you have asked such a deep question, because this is something which is worth paying attention to. It is possible that many other dear ones may also have this kind of question, so it is good that you have asked it. First of all, I would like to tell you that those dear ones who go within know how all these things work. Often I have quoted Master Sawan Singh Ji, who used to say, unless we go within, we do not know who is doing everything. Until we go within, we may think, we are going to the satsang, or we have come to the master for receiving initiation, or we are making efforts and following the path of the Master. But once we go within and contact our beloved Master there, then we come to realize that it was not because of our effort that we were coming to the satsang. It is not because of our effort that we got initiation. It was, in fact, the grace of the Master who brought us to the satsang and made it possible for us to receive initiation. So in the same way, after receiving initiation and making some progress in meditation, until we have gone within and seen the beloved Master with our own eyes, we may say, we are doing the meditation, we are making efforts and progressing. But when we go within, we come to realize that our efforts were of no use. It was all the grace of the Master which made it possible for us to do the meditation. In fact, he himself woke us up for meditation. He himself gave us the inspiration and the courage to sit in meditation. And he himself pulled us up and made it possible for us to achieve progress in the meditation. I have often said that at the time of initiation, Sant Satgurus make a unique arrangement within us so that we pay off the consequences of the karmas which we are supposed to suffer, our pralabdh or fate karma. And side by side, along with paying off those karmas, we go on progressing in meditation. When we do the meditation, it is like preparing our soul for that time when we will have to face the consequences of our fate karmas or deal with the suffering which is going to come according to our fate karma. That is why masters always say that we should meditate, because when we meditate, we are preparing our soul to face that difficult moment. I have often said also that when the storm comes, even the strong trees get uprooted. What to speak of the small plants or weak trees? In the same way, when the wave of karma comes in our life, many of the dear ones lose their faith. Their faith is shaken, and they may even leave the path. But those who do meditation and go within know why that pain and suffering has come, and they are also aware of the help they are receiving from their beloved Master. Only they know how, from one side, they are getting pain and suffering, and from the other side, they're getting help from the Master. Those dear ones who go within and do meditation, they also feel pain and suffering when the wave of karma comes, but they do not complain. They remain happy in the will of the Master because they know how much their Master has done for them and what kind of karma they are suffering in that moment. The other dear ones who do not do the meditation and who have not gone within, they do not realize what the Master has done for them. And whenever they have to face such a situation, they at once become dry. They either leave the Master or their faith is shaken. Swamiji Maharaj has described the condition of the dear ones who go within. He has said, "You should always understand the moment of pain as a blessing." Because he knows that the dear ones who go within face such a moment, understanding it as a blessing from the Master. Because in the moment of pain, we can remember our Master in a much better way than we can remember him in the moment of happiness. You see that not all the satsangis have this attitude, only those who go within, because they know the reality of what karma is finished by the Master and what karma they are suffering now. So those who have got that realization and that kind of awareness of karma do not have any complaint and always accept happily whatever comes in the will of the Master. We can get this understanding of how the Master showers grace on us, how he cuts our karmas, and how he is showering his grace and helping us only after going within. Outwardly, by hearing the words of the Master, we may get a little bit of relief. We may get a little bit of faith in him. But the Masters always lay a lot of emphasis on going within, because only then can we understand and accept the reality. That is why the Masters always say, go within and see everything with your own eyes. You know that Baba Bishandas had the knowledge of the two words, and he was practically successful in that knowledge. And he gave me that knowledge of the two lower planes, and with his grace, he himself made me practically successful in that. He made me realize my previous birth, where I was born, and who were my parents. And with his grace only, I was able to know my connection, my give and take, with my present parents, the parents who brought me up and took care of me. And he made me realize my give and take with other people in the world. And with his grace, I was able to finish my give and take with them. Only because of his grace, I was able to tell my parents how long I was going to be with them. Many years before I left my home, I told them that I would be leaving my home at this time. So you see that it was all the grace of Baba Bishandas that I was able to know all that. When a Mahatma, who had the knowledge of only two words, could tell so many things and know so much, you can well imagine how much more knowledge you can have because you're on the complete path. You have the complete knowledge, and you can very well imagine how much realization and awareness you can achieve, and if you would practice. The satsangis who go very high in meditation, and the saints and satgurus who know everything, have so much patience and endurance in them that they do not perform any miracles, even though they may know that just by walking a few steps, they are going to meet with an accident. Still, they will not try to change that because they do not do anything against the will of nature. They do not perform miracles, and although they know everything, they will not try to change the will of God. There was an initiate of Baba Saman Singh Ji, who was from a low caste. He was a very good meditator, but his wife had a bad temper, and she constantly rebuked him and fought with him, and sometimes she gave him a beating, which upset him very much. He was a very nice man, a very good, devoted, dear one. And once he went to Master Sawan Singh Ji and told him about his sufferings. If we do the meditation, the work which our Master has given to us, and if we then go to the Master and tell him about our sufferings and pains, sometimes he will give us hints and shower special grace on us. He will make us know why we are going through that suffering and what is the cause of that pain. So when he went to Master Sawan Singh and told him about the nature of his wife and how it was very difficult for him to live with her, Baba Sawan Singh, in all his full glory and in his will, told him, "Dear one, do you know who you were in your last life? You were a crow, and your wife was a she-ass with a wound in her back, who was owned by a washerman. And when that washerman would bring that ass near to the place where you used to live, you used to go and sit on her and put her beak into that wound and torture her. Sometimes when you wanted to clean your beak, you used to do it in that wound. So you have tortured her a lot. You have given her so much pain. Because your give and take with her was not good in your last life, that is why in this lifetime she has become your wife and you have become her husband. And now it is her turn to give you the same kind of torture. Because all the masters have said that whatever you have done in your past lives, you have to suffer the consequences of that. So now, this is your karma. And it is better for you to finish that karma in this lifetime so that you may not have to come back again into this world again and again. Since that dear one used to go within and he knew how the law of karma worked, and since he now had the realization that this was his own karma, he lived with it. He suffered whatever came in the will of God, and he never complained. I did not know that person, but about 15 years ago, I went to a town called Sangria, and I saw there a man and a woman who were moving from that town. After they had done all their packing and they were about to leave their home, I was very surprised to see how his wife was treating him. She gave him a beating, and he said nothing. He just patiently suffered whatever came while she beat him with a stick. Finally, she shoved that big stick into the mouth of that person, and he did not even say a word. I was very surprised. I could not understand how on earth there could be a person with so much patience and endurance. I thought, well, I should find out about this person. So I waited there, and after they finished packing and started moving, I followed them for about a mile. When they realized that somebody was following them, they stopped and asked me, "Man of God, why are you following us?" So I said to that man, "Well, I have never seen a person like you. I do not know what is wrong between you and your wife, but I'm surprised to see how much patience you have. Can you tell me how you do this?" And he said, "About 40 years ago, I was initiated by Baba Sawan Singh Ji, and I asked him why my wife is like this. And I told him that it was very difficult for me to live with her. And he told me this story, the story that I have just told you. And now I know that it is my karma which I am suffering, and I do not have any regrets, because it is my own karma which I am paying in this lifetime. And I know that if I do not pay this karma in this lifetime, I may have to come back into this world again, because whatever I have done in the past, I have to suffer its consequences. But this which you have seen is nothing in comparison with what I went through in the beginning. This happens every day, if not every day, once every 2 or 3 days. And I get this kind of beating, and sometimes it is even worse. But I do not have any complaints. I know that I have done even worse to her. So you see that those dear ones who go within and have complete faith in the master, they know which of their karmas master has finished and which karmas they have to suffer. And they do not have any complaints or regrets. They lovingly and happily suffer the consequences of the karmas which they have done in their past lives. And master helps them a lot in understanding them and in paying them off. Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say that all of our present family members and friends, our brothers and sisters and relatives who are connected to us in this lifetime, are connected as the result of our past connections with those souls, and that we have smooth and normal relations with those souls with whom our give and take was good. But with those souls with whom our dealings were not good in the past, in this lifetime, also, we have difficulties with them. That is why, in a family, you have good relations with some members and some you do not. So Master Sawan Singh always used to say, when we do meditation and go within, only then can we come to know what kind of karmas we are paying and what Master has done to remove our karmas. And we're going to leave off at that point. And following along after that, I found in the June 1987 magazine, there's a story that Baba Sawan Singh told. This is a story from Tales of the Mystic East. And this is in the magazine under the title, For Whom Should I Mourn? Baba Sawan Singh said, an army officer was once sent to Kabul to quell an uprising. When he reached the city, he found that bullets were being fired from both sides of the road. And no matter how hard he tried to stop his mare from going forward towards the enemy lines, he couldn't stop her. Despite the deadly fire of the guns, the mare took him straight into the midst of the enemy's bullets, and both the horse and the rider were killed. In those days, there were merchants who were given contracts to supply rations to the troops. The officer who had been killed had no family of his own, and he had kept his money in trust with one of these merchants, who then lived in Rawalpindi. When he was killed, the government asked the officer's next of kin to take all of his money and belongings. His relatives came, collected the officer's belongings from the government, and returned to their homes. But they knew nothing about the 2,000 rupees that the officer had kept with that merchant. And the merchant kept this money as his own, believing that no one would ever find out that it didn't actually belong to him. When the merchant's contract expired, he returned to his home in Saharanpur and opened a small shop. Some 20 years later, one of his old friends went to Hardwar with a group of companions, and on the way they met the merchant at Saharanpur. The merchant recognized him immediately and asked him and his friends to spend the night with him. And since it would afford rest to the party for the night, and secondly, to show them around the city. So the friend and his party agreed to stay. That evening, the merchant prepared a sumptuous dinner, which everyone enjoyed very much. But during the meal, the guests heard piteous cries and weeping coming from the next room. Who is weeping in there? The friend from Rawalpindi asked. Oh, that's nothing. Just enjoy your dinner. Don't worry about the crying, the merchant replied. But we would much rather know the cause of this weeping and wailing before we go on with our dinner, said another of the guests. At this, the merchant sighed deeply. Very well, he said. The weeping woman is my daughter-in-law. Only a few days have passed since her husband, who was my son, died. So it is only natural that she should be mourning his death. The guests immediately offered their condolences on the loss of the merchant's son, but at the same time they wondered why, when he had only recently lost his son, he himself was not in mourning, but instead was lavishly entertaining them as though nothing at all had happened. Then the merchant offered to relate the whole story. 20 years ago, he said, when I returned from Rawalpindi after completing my army contract, I got married. 2 years later, a son was born to us. We reared him, educated him, and only recently arranged a marriage for him. But immediately after the marriage, he fell ill. And no matter how much care was given to him and the number of doctors we called to attend to him, he showed no signs whatever of recovering his health. Ultimately, when the doctors had given up all hope of his recovery, I brought in one of the Muslim clergymen to see if he could heal him. The clergyman recited some words, and after he had finished, I gave him 2.5 rupees, which was all that I had in my pocket at the time. As I did this, my son began to laugh out loud. Seeing this, the Muslim clergyman was very pleased and pointed out that his treatment was already giving good results and said that he was sure he would succeed in bringing about a complete cure. When the clergyman had gone, I asked my son how he felt. He told me that he was perfectly all right. I asked him what he meant by this. My son replied, 20 years ago, I left 2,000 rupees in your safekeeping. And meanwhile, I was killed in the Kabul uprising. You kept that money with you. And I came as your son to realize that amount. The 2.5 rupees, which you had in your pocket just now and gave to the clergyman, were all that was left over out of that total of 2,000 rupees. When you passed them on in payment for services rendered to me, our account was squared. This wife of mine was the mare that I rode that day that I went to quell the uprising. And however hard I tried to stop her from going into the enemy lines, she did not obey, and ultimately were both riddled with bullets. For the way that she made me die, she will have to suffer when I pass on, and that will square my account with her. And so the merchant went on, "Now, gentlemen, the officer is dead, and the mare is crying. For whom should I mourn, the mayor or the officer? Therefore, please be good enough to eat your food." When I read that, you know, before the satsang, I remember there's some passage in the Bible, in the gospel. I don't know, I can't quote it. But basically, Jesus said, there is not a jot or tittle that is not kept track of. So this is big stuff, and we are fortunate to have the master. Our final reading will begin a talk that Master Kripal gave, and it's published in the January of 1970 Satsandesh magazine. This is called Out of Bondage. And back in the days of the old Satsandesh magazine, the magazine did not routinely tell where a talk was given or when. So it's just the talk. It's called Out of Bondage. The master says, God is known as Sat, ever existing. And the world is asat, or changing. In the Hindu holy scriptures, it states that the world is all asat, and only the soul is sat. And why is the soul called sat? Because it is made of one substance only, and that is all consciousness. If anything is made of one substance, there's no question of it disintegrating. And why is the world asat? Because it is made of matter in the form of elements, which in turn are broken down into atoms and neutrons and protons, etc. And any admixture of substances is subject to disintegration. Our body is an exact copy of the Brahmand, or the three divisions of creation. For we have three bodies within us, corresponding to the physical, astral, and causal planes. God has given us a body made of matter, through which we are working in this world, which is also made of matter. At the time of death, we leave this body And we use the astral body, which works in the next plane, sometimes known as the other world. Ahead of this, there is the causal body. The purpose of these bodily coverings is to enable us to work in all three worlds whenever we are so inclined, and if we feel like it, to take off all these three coverings and go into God's lap. When we come to this world, the greatest knowledge that we can have is that only in the physical form can we realize the truth or God. And how can we know God? He cannot be known through the senses or mind or intellect or through pranas, the vital airs. If God is to be realized, only the soul can do it. When can the soul get this experience of realization? When it has freed itself from the mind and the senses. What is the condition of the soul at present? The soul is everlasting and cannot die because it has come under the influence of the mind and it has become jiva, or soul with coverings. And as such, it must therefore travel on the cycle of birth and death. Furthermore, by the connection with the senses and the outer enjoyments, it has identified itself with the body and the world, so much so that it has forgotten its true self and God the Creator. We are the soul in the human form, all consciousness having a physical covering. In this human form, we can realize God, but only when we first come to know ourselves. As long as we do not know who we are, we cannot comprehend what God is. Just consider that this body is the temple of God, and it maintains its glory while the soul is in it. But we are imprisoned in the body, imprisoned. In the Upanishads, the question is asked, who is the maker of this wonderful body? It has got two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, the mouth, genital and excretory orifices, and yet the indweller cannot run out of it. The breath goes out, but it doesn't stay out. Some power pushes it back into the body. It is that power which we have to know, and that is the power we call God. While we are with the body, it is glorious. And for how long are we with it? For as long as that power keeps us with it. When that power leaves, we must leave also. This very same power is controlling all levels of creation. There are innumerable planets and stars, etc. It's obvious that they are all working with perfect rhythm and control and do not crash into one another. When that power leaves the different levels of creation, dissolution and also grand dissolution occurs. So all rishis and saints, no matter from what country or caste or creed they came, have advised mankind in similar words. Oh, brothers, this body has been given to you so that you may know yourselves. The Upanishads and other scriptures state, know thyself. There are many different ways of doing so. Some people just say, I am not the body. But merely repeating that fact does not give knowledge of it. They are drawing inferences that they are not the body. They repeat, this is my body, this is my mind. I am not the body, I am not the mind. I've got intellect, but I am not the intellect. Such people also should ask themselves, if this is mine, can I take it off? can I separate myself from this? It is one thing to feel that one is not the body or mind or intellect and pranas, but has one ever separated oneself from them? For example, this is my watch. I take it off and leave it there. This is my handkerchief, and I put it aside. This is my book. I can place it where I like. And all these things because they are mine. This body is also mine. Can I take it off? Can I separate myself from it at will? On death, we do separate from the body. But if we could leave it while living, we would see everything with correct perception. As it is, we do not see things in the right light, and we are going along in an illusion. When we do not know ourselves, what I mean is the soul has to free itself from the mind and senses and thereby know itself. If this does not happen, then we have not done anything in life. We will leave off that talk at that point. And we have been listening the last couple of weeks to a talk from the group number 6 in 1987, February 24th, 1987. This is talk number 20 in the Asaji Divar series.
ਸੇਖ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਜੰਗਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀ, ਆਪਣਾ ਭਜਨ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ। ਇੱਕ ਦਿਨ ਕਿਸੇ ਸ਼ਾਹੂਕਾਰ ਨੇ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਰੋਜ਼ ਸਰਦੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਪੁੰਨ ਖੱਟੀਏ, ਮਕਾਨ ਬਣਾ ਦੇਈਏ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਜੀ, ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਮਕਾਨ ਬਣਾ ਦੇਈਏ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਰਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਉੱਥੇ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਭਜਨ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ ਕਰੋ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਜੋ ਤੇਰੀ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਤੂੰ ਕਰ ਲੈ। ਉਸਨੇ ਮਕਾਨ ਬਣਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ। ਹੁਣ ਉਹ ਰੋਜ਼ ਜੰਗਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਸੋਚਿਆ ਕਿ ਮਕਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਮਜ਼ਬੂਤ ਕਰ ਦੇਈਏ। ਉਹ ਬਾਹਰੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਲੱਕੜੀ ਰੋਜ਼ ਚੁੱਕ ਲਿਆ ਕਰੇ, ਬੜੀ ਭਾਰੀ, ਉਹ ਆ ਕੇ ਮਕਾਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੱਖ ਦੇਵੇ। ਰੱਖਦਿਆਂ ਰੱਖਦਿਆਂ ਉਹ ਸਾਰਾ ਮਕਾਨ ਭਰ ਗਿਆ। ਇੱਕ ਦਿਨ ਸਰਦੀ ਦੇ ਦਿਨ ਸੀ, ਬਾਰਿਸ਼ ਹੋ ਰਹੀ ਸੀ, ਸ਼ੇਖ ਚਿੱਲੀ ਬਾਹਰ ਬਾਰਿਸ਼ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਭਿੱਜ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀਗਾ। ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਕਿਹਾ, ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਜੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਓ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਦੇਖ ਪਿਆ ਰਿਹਾ, ਅਗਰ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੋਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਮੈਂ ਹੋਰ ਲਿਆ ਕੇ ਨਾ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੱਕੜ ਲਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਅੰਗਦ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਤਾਂ ਆ ਕੇ ਨਿਵਾਸ ਕਰੇਗਾ ਜੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕੋਈ ਖਾਲੀ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਹੋਏਗੀ।
ਸ਼ੇਖ ਚਿੱਲੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਲਿਵ ਇਨ ਦ ਫੋਰੈਸਟ, ਹੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਹਿਸ ਭਜਨ ਐਂਡ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਓਵਰ ਦੈਟ। ਵਾਂਸ ਅ ਵੈਲਦੀ ਪਰਸਨ ਸੌ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਡਸ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਐਨੀ ਪਲੇਸ ਟੂ ਲਿਵ ਇਨ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਹਿਸ ਭਜਨ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਜਸਟ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਆਊਟਸਾਈਡ। Why not make a house for him? Why not make a home for him? And in that way, earn some virtue. So he went to Sheikh Chilli and said that, Mahatmaji, I feel like making a home for you. Sheikh Chilli replied that, as you please. If you want, you can make a home for me. So that wealthy person made a very nice home for Sheikh Chilli so that he may do his bhajan and simran comfortably. Sheikh Chilli used to go in the forest every day and he started bringing the pieces of wood and putting in the home, in the house, thinking that by putting more pillars in the house, he will make it stronger. Once it so happened that he filled the house with all the pillars, and it was very cold one day, it was raining, and Sheikh Chilli was standing outside of the home, of his house. One person came there and said that, Mahatmaji, why are you standing outside? Why didn't you go inside your house? It is very cold and very raining outside. Sheikh Chilli replied that, dear one, if I had any place in my home, I would have put one more pillar there. So the meaning of saying this is, as Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj here says, that God Almighty will come and reside within you only if you have left some place empty for Him. If you have filled your within with all the worldly things, where is the place for God Almighty to come and reside?
Jis tarah assi kisi di naukri karde hain, agar aap sahab te malik de utte hukm kariye kamyab nahi hunde, ode agge benti kariye ardas kariye tad hi kamyab ho sakde hain. Isse tarah ਸਾਡਾ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਹੀ ਕਰਨੀ ਅੱਛੀ ਹੈ, ਹੁਕਮ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਚਲਾਉਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾਗਾ.
ਇਫ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਵਰਕਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਸਮਵਨ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਗੋ ਔਨ ਆਰਡਰਿੰਗ ਹਿਮ ਅਰਾਊਂਡ, ਇਫ ਵੀ ਗੋ ਔਨ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਹਿਮ ਦੀ ਆਰਡਰਸ, ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਨੈਵਰ ਬਿਕਮ ਸਕਸੈਸਫੁਲ, ਹੀ ਵਿਲ ਫਾਇਰ ਅਸ. ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਰਿਕੁਐਸਟ ਹਿਮ, ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਬੀ ਹੰਬਲ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਹਿਮ, ਓਨਲੀ ਦੈਨ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਗੇਨ ਹਿਸ ਪਲੇਜਰ. ਇਨ ਦਾ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਦਾ ਸਰਵੈਂਟਸ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ. And we can become successful only if we go on requesting to Him and only if we go on praying to
Him.
Aap kende kood na pyar paun naal kude hona penda hai, aur agar assi sachi sifat ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਕਰੀਏ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਹੁੰਦੀ
ਹੈ. Now he says that by getting, by loving the dirt, we also have to become dirt. He says that we can get the real happiness only if we sing the glory of God Almighty.
ਮਹਲਾ ਦੂਜਾ ਨਾਲ ਆਣੀ ਦੋਸਤੀ ਵਡਾਰੂ ਸਿਉਨੇ
ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਛੋਟੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਨਾਲ ਦੋਸਤੀ ਪਾਈਏ ਔਰ ਵੱਡੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਨਾਲ ਦੋਸਤੀ ਪਾਈਏ. ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਗਰੀਬ ਦੀ ਦੋਸਤੀ ਨੂੰ ਵੱਡਾ ਆਦਮੀ ਸਮਝੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ. ਇਹ ਦੋਨੇ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹਨ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਆਪਾਂ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਲਕੀਰ ਖਿੱਚ ਦਈਏ, ਇੱਕ ਸਕਿੰਟ ਬਾਅਦ ਹੀ ਕੀ ਉਸੇ ਟਾਈਮ ਹੀ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਹ ਲਕੀਰ ਨਾਲ ਦੀ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਖਤਮ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ.
Now he says that to make a child your friend is like drawing a line in the water. You know that the line which you have drawn in the water does not remain there. Just in a moment, in a second, it goes away when the water moves. In the same way, the friendship which you may develop with a child or with an ignorant person can never last.
Sada man bhi ek bacche di tarah hi hai. ਰੂਹਾਨੀਅਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਅਣਜਾਣ ਹੈ, ਇਹਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ. ਵੱਡੇ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਕਾਰ, ਔਰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ, ਔਰਤਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਰਦਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਇਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਅੱਗ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਭੋਗ, ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਸਮਾਪਤ ਹੋਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਅਗਨੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਗੀ. ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਦਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਵਾਦ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਦੇਖੋ, ਇੱਕ ਸਕਿੰਟ ਬਾਅਦ ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਭੁੱਲ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਹੋਰ ਭਟਕਣਾ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ. ਉਹੀ ਪਾਣੀ ਵਾਲੀ ਲਕੀਰ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ, ਬਸ ਉਹ ਨਾਲ ਦੀ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਖਤਮ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ.
Our mind is like a child in the spirituality. He is an ignorant one. He is unknown to all the high things of the spirituality. And that is why all the passions, all the pleasures, which are the desires of which are created in the mind, we get involved in them. The men love the women love the men, and then they get indulged, they indulge with each other. And you know that all these passions, all these pleasures, after you have indulged in them, after a moment, you do not find any pleasure from them, and their impressions or their effect is erased, just like the line in the water goes away.
Mahatma sanu dasde panje vishe pagende aa umr gawai yaar e man na rajya te hun kad raj si yaar.
Mahatma tell us that, oh friend, indulging in the five passions, you have spent all your life and still your mind has not get any contentment. If he has not got any contentment up until now, when he will get content?
Mahalla dujja hoye aana kare kaam aar na sake aas. ਜੇ ਇੱਕ ਅਧ ਜੈ चाकर लग चाकरी ये चल खस में पाए
पहले दस सी आने मन हाँ भाई ए हाँ भाई गुरु साहब सानू प्यार दे नाल दसदे आ केड़ा नौकर आदर पाउंदा मान पाउंदा है जो अपने खसम दा साहब दा मालिक दा आख्या मंदा है जिधर नूं उहदी रुचि जांदी है उही कम करदा है सेवक दा सत्संगी दा भी उही भजन सिमरन कारोबार मंजूर हुंदा है जो सानू संत सतगुरु वार वार समझाउंदे है कि तुहाडा जानी दुश्मन मन है और अंदरों वकील की तरह तुहानू प्रेर के विशे बकारा दे विच लाउंदा है ऐसी अग्नि पैदा करता है कि जिदे विच तुसी कदे तृप्ति ना हो सको इस वास्ते वो कम करो संत कहिंदे है जिहड़ी उस परमात्मा नू अच्छी लगे गुरु नू अच्छी लगे वो है भजन सिमरन नाम की कमाई.
Now Guru Sahib lovingly tells us that which servant gets the glory, which servant gets honored by his employer. Only he who pleases his employer, only he who does according to the instructions and the commandments of his employer. So that is why here he says that only that disciple, only that satsangi gets the honor and glory from the master. He who does his bhajan and simran, and he who always understands the teachings of the masters. Masters always lovingly tell us that mind is such a thing that he creates such a fire within you of the passions that in that fire you get consumed and you never get any contentment. So that is why lovingly he says that the disciples, the satsangis, should do only those things which may please the master, and whatever the master has told them to do, if they are doing only that thing, only then they can please the master.
पहली नौकरी दा मिलनी मिलनी है जिदे उत्ते लग्या है मालिक खुश होके उनु होर भी इनाम दे दंदा है.
He says that if the servant pleases his employer, he will definitely get the wages, the salary for the work he is doing. But if he is pleasing his employer, his master, he may even get more prize and more rewards from his employer.
मैं सदा ही उस परमात्मा कृपाल दा धन्यवाद करदा हुंदा ते मेरे बड़े उच्चे भाग सन जेड़ा मैं उस दा हुक्म मन सकया जद मानव एकता सम्मेलन किया है उदू पहले ही उस दयालु ने मैनु इस जगह विच बिठाया सीगा और जद मानव एकता सम्मेलन होना सी कुछ आदमी अपनी ही वाह 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 वादी खातर मैनु लैन वास्ते आए के तुसी चलो उत्थे बड़े लोग बाहरों आ रहे है और क्योंकि मेरे गुरुदेव ने मैनु यही कहा सी कि देख भी प्यारिया तेरा कम है भजन सिमरन करना जिथे मैं बैठा गया है बैठे रहना है कि तुहानू मेरे गुरुदेव ने कहा है वो कहिंदे उन्होंने तो नहीं कहा असि तेनू ले जाना चाहुंदे हैं तेरा उत्थे हर तरह ने इंतजाम करांगे सेवा करांगे लेकिन मैं कह बिल्कुल ऐसा हो नहीं सकता मैं अपने गुरु नू उच्चा समझना है. इत्थे लाला जी कह लगे तुसी कल्ले नहीं जांदे तां अजीत सिंह नू भेज दिंदे हैं मैं क्या नहीं मैं बिल्कुल जाऊंगा नहीं भावे इतने होर भी बंदे आ जान कितने भी प्लान वास्ते आ जान गुरु का हुक्म अटल है जो उन्हें कह दिता पहला मेरा धर्म है उसनू करा अगर असी गुरु का कहा मन लईए गुरु के कहे मुताब तुर पईए वो दयालु दया करके अपनिया सारिया बरकत लेके साडे विच बैठ जाता है जो सत्संगी दे हिस्से दा है वो तो मिलना ही मिलना है लेकिन अपना कमाया धन भी सानू दे जांदा है.
I'm very grateful to my beloved master Gurudev Kirpal, with whose grace I was able to carry out the orders which he gave to me of doing the bhajan and simran. Before he did the Unity of Man conference, he had told me to sit here and do the meditation. He made me sit here for the bhajan and simran, and he told me that I am not supposed to come out and I should not go to see him. Whenever he would feel the need, he himself will come here to give me the darshan. when the Unity of Man conference was being held, some dear ones came and they told me that they wanted to take me to attend that conference. And they told me that many people from abroad are also coming and there will be a lot of people there and you should come with us. And we will make all the good arrangements for you. We will take very good care of you. But I told them that, dear ones, did my master send you here to take me there? They told me that no, he didn't say, but we want you to come with us. I told them that no, dear ones, this can never happen, because whatever orders my master has given to me, it is my first duty to carry out those. I will not go with you, even though many more people come to take me, but still I will not go there, because for me the orders of my master are more precious, and for me my master is higher than everybody. Lalaji, who used to live here, who lives here with me, he told me that if you don't want to go alone, I can send my son Ajit Singh with you. I told him that no, I don't want to go there, because my work is to obey the commandments of my master, and my master has told me that I should not go anywhere, I should not come to attend any conference, and I should just sit here, do the work of bhajan and simran, and this is the work which my master has given to me, and I am happy just sitting here and doing the work. So I mean to say that if you give first importance to your master's orders, and if you carry out the orders of the master, then you will definitely get the benefit of what you are doing. You will definitely get the reward of the efforts you are making. But if you have become successful in carrying out the orders of your master, then master himself will also sit within you, taking all the riches, taking all the prosperities. He himself will manifest within you.
Our closing bhajan is on page 129. Sanchi's bhajan, Kari Namana Vatanada. O foreigner mind, listen. Do not be proud of your homeland. By living in the other's country, you have forgotten your own. You never sat down and thought that this dream of the world is false. Only our master, who has to take care of us, is true. From all this family and community, in the end, there is no one who is yours. Even the beautiful body, about which you say, mine, mine, will become a heap of dust. Don't be proud of your efforts. The trap of the negative power is strong. He is eating the souls after roasting them. Making them forget the true Nam, he is involving them in rites and rituals. You will be saved from the fire of hell if you will keep your attention toward the Master. Still you have time. Take refuge in the Master. O mind, do not forget it. Meditate on Nam and take the profit. O Ajab, if you want to have all the happiness, obey the commandments of Kripal. O foreigner mind, listen. Do not be proud of your homeland.
Kari Namana Vatanada. Kari Namana Vatanada. Mana pardesiya sunale, kari na mana vatnada, kari na mana vatnada. Mana pardesiya sunale. Chubh lagiya desha hai apna begane desha vich beke vich reke chutai hai jagta supna sochiya kadi vina beke Chubh lagiya desha hai apna begane desha vich reke chutai hai jagta supna sochiya kadi vina beke sachai ko guru hai apna jisne dhyan rakhna kari na manvat nada kari na manvat nada mana pad de siya sun le ek tamba kabila jo akhir koi nahi tera sundar tan rangila jo kenda e mera hi mera ek tamba kabila jo akhir koi nahi tera sundar tan rangila jo kenda e mera hi mera ban jaye kakdi deri rahe na man jatna da kari na man vatna da kari na man vatna da mana pad de siya sun le kal de jala da da he bun bun jivan kari ha bula ke naam sache nu kadam kand vich pari ha kala de jala da da he bun bun jivan kari ha bula ke naam sache nu karm kand vich pari ha bache ta narak di agcho guru val dhyan rakhnala kari na man vat nada kari na man vat nada mana pad de siya sun le aje vi sama he tera guru di sharna pe ja tu mana kite bula na jaavi nam jap la le ja tu aje vi sama he tera guru di sharni pe ja tu mana kite bula na jaavi nam jap la le ja tu ajab ji sukh lene saare palan kar kir pal de bachna da kari na man vat nada kari na man vat nada mana pad de siya sun le
still you have time take refuge in the master O mind do not forget it meditate on nam and take the profit O Ajab, if you want to have all the happiness, obey the commandments of Kripal. O foreigner mind, listen. Do not be proud of your homeland. May God bless us all.